In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever, Hajj, we have seen, is an act of worship which primarily revolves around a number of religious symbols called sha'ir. We have seen the significance of ihram. We have talked about the importance of talbiyah. We also talked about, at some length, the house of Allah and the black stone. I would like to talk a little bit more about the house of Allah, because there is this understanding and some misconceptions about what this house actually represents, because of the understanding amongst some of the non-Muslims who have statues and idols as their symbols. And they believe that, like the Muslims are worshipping the house of God, Kaaba, we, the non-Muslims, are worshipping our idols and statues. And therefore, in essence, in spirit, there is no difference between the two. The fact of the matter is that there is a huge difference between the worship of the Muslims and the worship of those non-Muslims who worship their statues, idols, pictures they have created with their own hands. For one thing, Muslims do not worship the house of Allah. Muslims worship the God, the Creator, who is symbolized in the house of Allah, whose presence is spiritually felt. It is the remembrance of God that gets inculcated when you look at the house. The house of Allah was erected and created at His own behest. He Himself desired that a house be created. There is no religious text, there is no religious message which is authentic that gives an indication that God Almighty desired that statues be created, that they be made for the sake of remembering God. So that house of God in Kaaba and the statues are very different from each other. Another reality that needs to be appreciated is that, as I said, in the case of the house of Allah, when we approach it, when we look at it, we remember God and only God. There is nobody else who comes to our mind. Not even the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him. Because when we approach the house, we are seeking the help and the attention of the one who created us. When somebody who worships statues and idols comes close to them, there is somebody, some deity other than God, who is there at the back of the mind of the individual. So that statues and idols are created with a completely different mindset. They have their own historical background, wherein some god other than the God was in the, at the back of the mind of the ones who created these statues and these idols. And those gods, the deities who are false, who have no reality, they are approached while statues and idols are worshipped. So that the understanding that worshipping by directing oneself towards the Kaaba is similar to worshipping statues is quite misleading, and it has got no basis. So, house of Allah is a symbol, and it's a symbol that we approach so as to be able to remember God. Now, one of the things that we do while we are doing Hajj is that we do tawaf. We go around the house of Allah 7 times, beginning from the point where Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone, is placed, and ending at the same spot as well. The idea is that because we symbolically approach the house of Allah so as to offer ourselves, our lives, symbolically to God through the animal sacrifice that is to be made later, we also symbolically express our feelings, our commitment, that we are here to make that sacrifice. So that these rounds circumambulating the Kaaba are the rounds of commitment for making that sacrifice. It is as if we are telling God Almighty that we are doing this exercise for your sake, and we really mean it, and we are committed to it. So that tawaf, which indeed is a spiritually greatly fulfilling exercise, is in actual fact symbolically an expression from the side of the haji that he is committed to make the sacrifice of his life, which he symbolically expresses in the form of the animal sacrifice which he is going to make later. May the Almighty enable us to understand all the different symbols of Hajj. May He enable us to know how these symbols are different from polytheism, shirk, and may He enable us to become true believers in His unity and enable us to lead our life accordingly.